Good morning, a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Stop DA Pay to Play. That's the headline I see in the paper this morning. We've been hearing about this through the weekend. What's going on?
Well, there's been a lot written about how Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance had been, his office had been investigating Donald Trump's children and closed it without charges. His office investigated Harvey Weinstein and closed the case without charges. And it turned out that the defense lawyers for both those people had given money to Vance right after the cases were dropped. So an assemblyman, Dan Quart from Manhattan, is going to be introducing a bill that would basically say that prosecutors, county DAs, cannot accept more than $320 from any criminal defense or lawyers or criminal defense firms.
From there to a name that we've been hearing a lot of lately, Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, a Democrat. She wants to become the next and first woman to lead the state Senate. And you have an item on that today.
Right. She's been actually traveling around the state, meeting with different organizations, not only trying to help herself, but trying to get more women involved in politics to run for federal and state and local office. Over the weekend, she headlined an event for a new group in New York called Emerge New York. It's an offshoot of a national group, Emerge America, which looks to engage politically more women in the political process.
Well, we have seen New York and Governor Andrew Cuomo step up when there's been hurricanes and floods and now fires in California, where we're sending a fire team to help the blazes there, which have been unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, it's been very sad and very difficult time in California. And as you said, Andrew Cuomo over the weekend sent volunteers and Department of Environmental Conservation workers and others to California to help out with the situation. It's a continuation of what we've seen. He sent a lot of people to Puerto Rico, to the Virgin Islands, and other places that suffered hurricanes. So now it's the help for the wildfire victims.
I also see today a separate column about the Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and the issue of reining in charters on rules.
Yeah, SUNY Charter School Committee that oversees dozens of charter schools in the state put out new regulations last week that basically gave some charter schools the ability to certify their own teachers and rather than have the state do it. Hastie says that goes against the law, that it's not legal. The city and state teachers unions last week filed a lawsuit or said they were going to. It's possible the assembly could come forward with legislation to try to reverse what's going on, but they want to see what happens first with the lawsuits.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Read more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks for joining us each week.
Anytime. Be well.